Brock and Hunter.
Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com. Good morning, it's Brock. Hunter.
Here we go.
Yahoo! All right, we'll check out your forecast here in a little bit. Just it's muggy and going to be hot. That's all you need to know.
Muggsy Bogues out there, man.
Muggsy Bogues out there, that's right. Right now, though, let's do your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
Of course, as always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7770.
Help them.
Or visit PumpThatSeptic.com. Let's start with this. It's National Freezer Pop Day today.
Well, I'm pretty sure that's how I got diabetes, but all right.
Freezer Pops are amazing. The only problem is, even in this day and age, they have not changed the packaging. And I don't know why we still have to deal with cutting our mouths up on these freezer pops.
You know, the thing about the freezer pops, man, is you could literally, if you wanted to, you could sit there and suck down a whole box of those things.
It's not hard to do. And do you remember, too, like when you'd cut the top off and then you also had to eat that little piece that was at the top of it? You'd always get that little first bite, like, there you go. And then you had the rest of it.
or you'd rip the top off with your canines, but it would just take the top off. It really wouldn't open it up, so you'd have to kind of bite it and pull it through with your teeth.
Dude, just as a child, the corners of my mouths were always just destroyed by these, sucking them down. Ugh.
I think as a kid, I used to take them, I'd crush them up with a hammer, and then wait for them to melt a little bit just so I could suck the juice out of those things.
We would, my brother and I would throw them in the microwave, for God's sake. Just literally make it into like a little shot, like a little long shot. That's all it was.
Yeah. Little kitty shot. Yeah. Kitty shot. What was your favorite? I think grape was my favorite.
Ooh, grape was pretty good. I always enjoyed the lemon lime, the green ones.
The lemon limes. Those are probably better, man.
And of course, in true adult fashion, we literally in our freezer, Kiki and I have vodka infused freezer pops. Because, you know, we still want to feel like kids, but we want to get that sweet buzz on.
Absolutely. Best of both worlds.
Exactly. You know, you have one of those after a hot day, you know, you're laying by the pool, boozy freezer pop. You know, kids, you can do the same thing. Just, you know, open it up, eat a little bit, pour a little vodka in there. You're fine. You're good to go. Mm-hmm.
God, man. Or you just, remember you just run around and you have one hanging out of your mouth? You just kind of suck on it all day.
It's flapping. You got it held in your teeth and it's just kind of flapping in the wind while you're riding your bike.
Yes. Yes.
So, on today, National Freezer Pop Day, just be a kid again for once. Uh-huh. Go get some and suck them down.
Corners of everybody's mouth today are just going to be torn to pieces.
Exactly. It's like, Brock, why did you make us do this? It hurts so bad.
For one day, everybody's going to look like the Joker from Batman.
You want to know how I got these scars?
You want to know how I got these scars?
Freezer pops.
I knew it. I knew it. It wasn't your dad. Your dad was a good guy. He wasn't psycho.
Yeah.
You sucked on those freezer pops your whole life.
You know, that's who we truly have to blame for the Joker and his menacing ways. Not his parents. Not society. It was freezer pops.
The damn freezer pops. I'm telling you. It was the green one, too. That's why he's green.
You know how many
his hair went green.
You know how many people have died because of the freezer pops now? All because of the Joker. And just getting just wrecked by those. Gotta eat them slow. Gotta eat them slow.
I need a freezer pop.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to one. We've all done it. We spent too much time taking ridiculous online quizzes to determine which Disney princess we are or what your ideal pizza topping is. Well, TikTok users are currently obsessing over a 4-question personality quiz that has gone viral. It's super simple. Doesn't take any sort of ridiculous analysis. And they're either shocked or confused by it. The 4 questions are, what's your favorite animal in the world? What's your second favorite animal in the world? Okay. When you think of the ocean, what do you think of? And when you think of darkness, what do you think of?
Wow. Huh. It's kind of odd.
Why is that trending, though? I heard somewhere that they're talking about banning TikTok in the United States.
Oh, that's too bad. That's too bad. Dude, I see it I was at the beach the other day and just dude, the kids love it. The kids just cannot get enough of it.
But isn't that kind of a problem though? Do you got all these kids on TikTok and they're just out there doing things? Isn't that just like a a great place for like pedophiles and everything like that.
You would think. You know, dude, I'm going to be honest with you. I've never opened the app. I've never downloaded or opened it. So I talk trash about it, but honestly, I've never even seen it. I just see what people do on it, and it makes me angry.
I never did Vine. I downloaded Snapchat. I did one Snapchat, and I have never done TikTok. I'm at the point now where I'm not into the new apps. But, dude, some people, they make their living off of TikTok. It's baffling to me.
Mm-hmm. It's insane. In their front of it, it's just like a couple girls at the beach. The one girl had the other girl take a video of her. She's up there dancing around, pointing at the camera. I'm just like, God, you're at the beach. Just enjoy the water. You know, you're in one of the most beautiful places in America. And you're sitting there looking at the internet. It's just, ugh.
Do you ever see that video of the girls at like Yankee Stadium? And they're literally just there. I think they're doing TikTok. And so you got the one girl, like, doing all these poses and this and that. And then they just leave. They don't even stay for the baseball game.
Well, it's they, like, pan over. It's like the announcers are announcing the game, and the camera guy pans over to this group of, like, four or five girls. And they're all looking at their phone, and they're all, like, fixing their hair. And then one of them shows the other one a picture, and then they're, like, paying no attention to the game. And the announcers are commentating it the whole time. It's priceless, dude. It's a great video.
You know, if I was... Whoever bought them tickets better be pissed. Like, if they, it's like,
all right,
we could have done this at home. I brought you out here. There's got to be, you know, a lot of public places should make like jammers. Like, you can't, the only thing you can do is dial 911. That should be the only, like, most places, public places should have that. Because then we're not going to see people taking photos of their food. You're not going to see people doing, it's all jammed up. So the only thing you can do is dial 911 in case of an emergency. Because otherwise, just be in the effing moment.
Well, look at that. And like those five girls, there are five other women or five other guys sitting at home that would love to be at that game and would be fully engulfed and interested in what's going on that field. You know?
Well, you and I sound like a couple of old fogies. It's kids these days. It's with their talkie tick and their Vine Mo or whatever they got going on. Yeah, back in my day. Back in my day, we had to just sit there and look at the sky.
We didn't even have a phone.
It's ridiculous. Kids.
That's what we're going to sound like in like 30 years.
Not even. I'm almost there. Like five more years. Nah. Have my pants up to my nipples and just yelling at things. Nah.
My back.
Nah. Just rolling around on my Razor scooter, just yelling at people using their phones.
Get off the TikTok, you big dummy.
You almost walked into my Razor scooter. Nah.
Is that the new Buick in the future?
I think so. I can't, you know, when I get to the point where I can just justify taking a scooter everywhere, I'm going to feel so happy. That's just going to be great. I'm going to be like running over people's toes like, nah, get out of the way.
Speed it up, you old man.
I have a big old air horn on there. Nah.
There's Brock again. He's crotchety again.
Just cruise around yelling at people. I just can't wait. It's going to be great.
God, you know, we're grumpy now, dude. Imagine what we're going to be like.
It's going to be terrible. It's going to be awful. We're just going to be miserable old men that can't hear, running things over with our Razor scooters and just,
You know what, though? I think at the time when we're old, it's going to be around the time where they're going to reboot the grumpier old men. So we should just kind of plan for that, man.
Perfect.
We should cast for that.
Perfect. Yeah, we don't even need to audition. This big guy. We know we got just the two guys. We saw them cruising around St. Joe and Bent Harbor on their Razor scooters yelling at children. Nah!
Children. Damn you. Damn kids.
All right, there you go. That's your morning dump.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com.